Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Don't need to own it. Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. World leaders reacting to the death of Pope Francis. King Charles says he will be remembered for his compassion. French President Macron says he wanted the church to bring joy and hope to the poorest people. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers has more.
Vice President J.D. Vance met with Pope Francis just yesterday in Rome. He posted on social media this morning, "My heart goes out to the millions of Christians all over the world who loved him. I was happy to see him yesterday, though he was obviously very ill." Pope Francis met with President Biden at the Vatican in 2021 and with President Trump there in 2017. President Obama welcomed him to the White House in 2015 during his trip to the United States. On that visit, he became the first pope to address a joint session of Congress. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Francis, the first Latin American-born pope, was elected after Benedict stepped down in 2013. This is ABC News. In a 7-2 late-night decision over the weekend, the Supreme Court temporarily halted the mass deportations of migrants under the law from the 1800s. ABC's Selena Wang with more.
The migrants are being held in a detention center in Texas under the Alien Enemies Act, a centuries-old wartime law that provides little or no due process. That extraordinary order blocking their deportation coming from the highest court shortly after midnight on Saturday morning, responding to an emergency appeal from the ACLU. When ABC News asked the Department of Homeland Security for a response, a spokesperson said, "Why does ABC News continue to do the bidding of criminal gang members over their American victims?"
The White House asking the Supreme Court to reverse that weekend ruling. This afternoon, President Trump and the First Lady welcomed some 40,000 people to the White House Easter egg roll. About 30,000 eggs scatter the lawn. Could get soggy, though. There are showers in the forecast. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high of 54 today, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool. Some winds between 15 and 25 expected later today. Tonight, 37, a slight chance of showers toward morning. Tuesday, 63, scattered showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm. Currently in Richland Center, winds at 15 miles per hour from the east-northeast. A trace of precip in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. Currently in Richland Center, we're up a degree from the overnight low. It's 40.
WRCO 100.9. You call up Chicago, little knowing Reno, Detroit and Kalamazoo. Hit them up in Boston, back down to Austin, LA and Baton Rouge. Tell them that we're tired of the blues.
likes a song if she likes a sound. I'm here to help with all that, taking our country back. Yeah, we're taking our country back, back to the hollers and hills. Show you bright light towns, how a night goes down on a flatbed back in the fields. With dust on the bottle, boots on the throttle, horns on the Cadillac. Yeah, we're taking our country, taking our country back. Yeah, we're back in the saddle, rounding up the cattle. Got a little bit off track, but we're taking our country, taking our, taking our country back, back to the hollers and hills. I'll show you bright light towns, how a night goes down on a flatbed back in the fields. Got some dust on the bottle, boots on the throttle,
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Can't blame a Bud Light for the things I do. I can't blame whiskey and I can't blame you. And I can't blame Waylon. His outlaw song is my own damn fault. I sing along, but I ain't blaming no one but me. Well, I ain't blaming no one but me. I've been known to be a country song, crying in the rain when I'm gone. Even though mama tried, still can't seem to walk.
was a girl from Longview to Lubbock. That was her world. Jimmy herded cattle on his buckskin horse. Since he was 13, that was his only course. They were two lonesome hearts riding on the wind, blowing like tumbleweeds, hurting like sin. Two lonesome hearts, that's a big space to fill. Wishing they would, wondering if they will. He never dropped roots, and neither had she. That old Texas highway was as far as they could see.
Good man. Sasha, WRCO. Coming up, we're going to talk to Jess at the Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg. She'll update us on what is going on there after the Easter weekend. Let's go back to 90sville right now. Here's Daryl Perry.
I wish I had a time machine. I'd dial it in to when country music was king. Load up my guitar and I'd split this scene. In search of glory days long gone. If there was a place called Ninesville, I'd ride like Dwight in a magic coupe de ville. Fast as you could get those tail fins over the hill. With the radio cranked way up loud. Where water tower scene. Touched by Joe Dippy's brush in John Deere green. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that would take me back to 90sville. Where you could get your buckle shine by cowgirl in Rocky Mountains looking so fine. Those red hot honeys love to dance in a line to boot scootin' boogie all night long. There in this place called Ninesville, where Clint is killing time with no time to kill. And dear is loving you against my will. It's on the radio cranked way up loud. Jones don't need that rocking chair. Travis has ordered for someone who cares. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that would take me back to 90sville. Should have been a cowboy can ride side by side in this place called Ninesville, where Chattahoochee won't let you stand still. Friends in low places never get their fill. With the radio cranked way up loud, where George Strait wears a cowboy crown. Can't remember, you better write this down. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that would take me back to 90sville. Let's all go back to 90sville.
Jess from the Pizza Ranch joins us. Jess, good morning. I know the Pizza Ranch was closed for Easter Sunday yesterday. How many days a year is the Pizza Ranch closed?
Well, you know, we're closed, of course, on Easter. We're also closed on Christmas Day and then Thanksgiving. So 3 days. So, you know, otherwise we're open 365 or 362.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not very many businesses can say that, so we can always rely on you, can't we?
Definitely, definitely.
So a little bit of a rest is probably different coming in, you know, and the kitchen's not been used for a couple of days. That doesn't happen very often.
Right, right. And actually, it is kind of a puzzle, you know, because you try not to prep and try to run out of certain things, you know, by Saturday, and then you let things sit over Sunday. But actually, a few of us did go into work to get dough and other salads and stuff prepped and chopped so that we're ready for today. So it is a little bit of a juggle, but it's definitely doable. And it was still nice to have the day off yesterday for the most part.
Yeah, I'll bet it was. So what is up this week? The regular specials and special hours?
Yeah, so we're back to our normal hours. We're open 11 to 8 for all day buffet, and then open till 9 for pickup and delivery. And you know, we have our kids day tomorrow, where kids eat free all day, and those that be 10 and under, and then one per paying adult child eats for free. And then Wednesday we do have our double points day, where for with the Ranch Rewards card, for every point that you, every dollar that you spend, you earn a point. And then once you get to 100 points, you get a $5 reward. So you got that on Wednesday. Plus, it's also Senior Day, so seniors get an extra 20% off the senior price on Wednesday. So that's always a popular day. And then the night that's really taking the week by storm is Thursday. Thursday night, starting at 4 o'clock, we have Wing Night at our ranch, and we put out the boneless and traditional wings with all the sauces. And that's been a huge hit. It was kind of slow starting, but it's really picked up in the full swing now. And then, of course, we do have through Monday through Wednesday our buffet happy hour between 2 and 4 p.m. So you come at that time, you get the full buffet for $9.99, and that does include the drinks. So Monday through Wednesday, buffet happy hour 2 to 4, that's a sweet deal.
What sells the most of the bone-in wings or the boneless wings at the Pizza Ranch?
Well, I tell you, actually, we probably sell more of the boneless wings, but I could tell you that there's some bone-in or traditional wings. There's some traditional wing connoisseurs out there that are very, very loyal to us. People that say we're true wing people, you know? I prefer the traditional wings too, you know, but definitely the boneless wings are great, you know, if you don't want to deal with having to chew around, you know, the bones, but the traditional wings are very, very good as well.
And people like them really, really hot and spicy, and or if you have a little ranch, that kind of cools things down, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely, definitely. And you know, we've got three different sauces. We've got buffalo, sweet chili, and barbecue. And one other sauce that we do have that we put on our chicken, actually, on the buffet, we have sesame sauce. And so it's actually not on the menu, but we've told guests that we could offer that as a side, too. And the sesame sauce tastes really good with our wings as well. So you definitely can order that as well.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, spring is officially here now that we're past Easter and everything, and everybody should be in a good mood today, right?
Yes, definitely. And you know, with there's no school today, for most schools, I know in Reedsburg there's no school today, so stop on into the ranch. You know, I know there's probably leftovers yesterday from Easter, but, you know, it's nice to just get out today and take the day, and we'll be open from 11 to 8 for that full buffet.
Awesome. Good to talk to you as always, Jess. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right. Look forward to it.
That's Jess at the Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg. The Ithaca Lions Club is gearing up for its annual auction May 18th, and they're looking for auction items. This is a great opportunity for community members to sell used items while supporting a meaningful cause. The Lions are accepting consignments of lawn and garden equipment, household items, and agricultural machinery. Those looking to have their items included in the auction listing must call by May 7th to secure a spot. For more information or to add items to the auction lineup, contact Dick Hauser at 585-4808 or 574-1688. Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692 or Fred Fry at 585-2921. Mark your calendars and get ready for a fantastic day of bidding at the Ithaca Lions Auction on May 18th.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5. As business owners, our community is more than just a location. It is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
started talking about politics, religion, love, and life. And what a shame it was about 9/11. And what about hell? And what about heaven? And is there or isn't there angels here on earth? And then one guy said, well, you can take that for what it's worth. If it's something I can see or something I can touch, well, I might believe in all that stuff. So I just had to say to him, are you telling me you've never seen an angel? Never felt the presence of one standing by? No robe of white, no halo in sight. Well, you missed the most obvious thing. Man, are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes. And then I said, who went through the pain and smiled through the tears on the day of your birth? She counted your fingers and toes. Thank God you were whole. Son, you ought to know who loved you first. That's right. And who always came running every time you cried out? And how many more things have you forgotten about? And who tried their best to teach you wrong from right? And how many nights did she leave on a light while she waited and prayed till you came in? And who'll be there for you right up to the end? Think about it now. Are you telling me you've never seen an angel? Never felt the presence of one standing by? Are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes. Ah, man, are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes. That's right.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. How important is it to pursue your dreams? All important if you ask those who've spent their lives with the regret of not having done so. A young man had ambitions of being a professional golfer. He excelled as an amateur in youth and college events. Upon graduation, he was told by his father that it was time to settle down and get on with real life and making money. Dad invited him to join the successful family business. His son said he wanted to join the mini tours to see how good he'd be at golf. His father, wanting to knock some sense into him, arranged for him to meet a wise and influential friend. This influential friend turned out to be the late Senator Hubert Humphrey. The senator asked what the problem was, and the young man explained the dilemma between golfing and entering the business world. Humphrey stood up and exclaimed, "That's an easy choice. Go golf. It's your dream. Follow it." The young man told Humphrey, "I don't think that's what my father wanted me to hear from you." Humphrey then called his father and told him, "So few people even have a dream. When you meet someone who does, encourage it. Even if they fail, they're better off for trying." This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it.
Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines now through June 2nd.
Saving bucks is easy. You just have to get in the seat. Conditions apply.
Visit Slama Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston, or Reedsburg today. Or you can find them online at slamaequipment.com.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. It's also a chance to talk about how underage drinking affects the growing brain. Teens who drink face a higher risk of depression, memory issues, and addiction later in life. Knowledge is Prevention. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Get ready for a tasty tradition. The Hill Point Fire Department invites you to their annual Smelt Feed on Saturday, May 3rd at the Hill Point VFW Hall. They'll be serving up delicious smelt from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. But don't wait too long. It's while supplies last. Tickets are just $15 at the door, cash or check only. Come hungry, bring your friends, and support your local fire department. It's the Hill Point Smelt Feed. You won't want to miss it.
Hello and welcome in. I'm Bill Cody. This is the Pure American Country Radio Minute. On this date, 1978, Lexington, Kentucky gave us Christopher Alvin Stapleton. Before the beard, before the Grammys, Chris was a songwriter for hire. He penned number ones for Kenny Chesney, George Strait, Luke Bryan. The list goes on and on. But it was his debut album, Traveler, as an artist in 2015 that flipped the script. No gimmicks, no glitter, just raw talent and a voice like bourbon and gravel. Back in his Steel Drivers days, one of the band members said, yeah, if Merle Haggard and Joe Cocker had a baby, this is what it'd sound like. Stapleton turned every head in the country and beyond. He doesn't follow trends, he sets the tone, blending blues, soul, and southern rock with pure country heart. Chris has become one of the genre's most respected voices. It all started with a coal miner's son born April 21st. Because Loretta Lynn already had the coal miner's daughter thing taken. I'm Bill Cody. That's your Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. We can all use help saving money. Let Pure American Insurance help shop all of your insurance needs, from auto, home, health, and life to motorcycles and boats. We find you the right coverage at the lowest rates. Pure American Insurance shops over 30 of the top insurance brands to get you the lowest rates. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Street lights along the highway, throwing shadows in the dark. And the memories keep on turning to the rhythm of a broken heart.
Doug Penfield joins us. Some cars and conversation on a Monday. Did you have a good weekend?
Absolutely. It's too short, always seems to be. How about you?
Yeah, absolutely. Easter weekend, and we come back at it, and this is the time when I think people really want to start looking at cars and planning, and you're just the guy to see, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Many of our guys there are more than happy and able to provide help to any customers, answer any questions, anything like that they have.
You have a lot of people that I think just cruise through your lot and dream, right?
Yeah, and you know, I'm one of those people too. Obviously, less now. I mean, technically, I do it every day when I get to work. But I was that guy before I was even, you know, in the business. I'd go out on a weekend or when I had nothing to go on and just drive through car lots. Cause sometimes it's fun just to see what's out there, see the changes, just, you know, see the cars.
You have some, I would say, bargain cars, but you have some trade-ins. You know, somebody's looking for a student car, you know, maybe their kid's going to school and things like that. You've got some great deals on those, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yeah, obviously, we try to have pretty much everything from, you know, high-end, nice vehicles all loaded out, brand new, down to the, you know, less expensive units. I don't like using the word cheap because I can have negative connotations.
But economy, right?
Yeah, but the economy cars, budget vehicles. And obviously, all the vehicles, regardless of price point, are going to go through that multi-point inspection. And if not everything is fixed on the vehicle, it is aptly disclosed, so all customers are aware of what they're getting. When they you know, take delivery of that vehicle. So we try to make sure, you know, nothing's hidden. If for some reason, you know, it's a cheaper car, so we didn't maybe fix everything on it, and you know, there's a clunk in the front end because it needs some sway bar links, we would put that on the window sticker and say, hey, just so you know, this one, it's drivable, it's safe, but you might hear some clunking. And it'll be disclosed, and you'll be notified of it. We like to be as transparent as possible.
Yeah, I mean, we all can't start with the top-of-the-line car. You know, we all started somewhere, you know, and so those first cars are real memorable, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Not quite as inexpensive as they used to be. I remember my first car my father was so kind to get for me was a 1993 Ford Tempo.
Ooh.
With about $300. It was a two-door little manual transmission, which was great because my friends never asked to borrow my car because most of them couldn't drive a stick.
Couldn't get the clutch down. Well, I've told you before, mine was a Ford Maverick, too. So, you know, we have that going for us. We both had Fords for first cars.
Yeah, and we both have Mavericks. Just, yeah. You know, mine's a little bit different.
Yours is a little newer, right? A little better. The Maverick truck. How's that line going? Does that sell pretty well?
It is. It's going quite well. So it's been popular since it first came out. We kind of have a mix between, you know, the all-wheel drive models with the, you know, with the gas turbo motor, and then there's a hybrid variant as well. But now for 2025, they finally have the hybrid in an all-wheel drive as well. So for the first couple of years, the hybrid was only front-wheel drive, which I think kept some people away from going in that because obviously the climate we live in, people like all-wheel drive. So it is now available to get a hybrid in all-wheel drive with the, you know, you can get the 4K tow package as well. So great fuel economy, all-wheel drive, and tow up to 4,000 pounds in a nice little compact vehicle. It does quite well.
Good deal. Tariffs, they're on a lot of people's minds, and you as a car dealership and things like that, how are you looking at it? What are you looking at for the future, Doug?
Yeah, that's a big buzzword around about every industry these days, social media, everything. Kind of the way we're looking at it is everything I'm seeing, I'm not going to panic over it. Obviously, the tariffs are supposed to be, you know, kind of a short-term thing, mainly to get other countries to negotiate things like that. I know the manufacturers are committed to minimizing the impact as much as they can. I know a few weeks ago we talked about Ford on a good chunk of their new models is having, you know, the employee pricing for all, you know, from America for America is what they're calling it. So, you know, people get to buy a new Ford vehicle for the same price as a Ford employee does. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, for some of their lines, they've also kind of rolled out some employee pricing. I think that's the manufacturers trying to show people like, hey, We're not trying to price gouge or anything here. We're trying to, you know, be for the people still. So one of the other big things too is, you know, COVID, you know, word we try not to talk about as much anymore, the farther we get from it, had a lot of issues too with new vehicles, but that was more a supply chain issue, right? Because things were just shut down completely everywhere. So the nice thing here is, after we work these tariff things out, there's not a supply chain issue at the end. It's, we have the parts, able to build the cars. It's not a shortage of vehicles. It's just, you know, making sure all the things get negotiated out. And as a dealership, we're obviously committed to doing what we can to, you know, help, you know, customers get into the vehicles, you know, no price gouging, anything like that. We try to be as transparent as possible to make sure people understand, you know, what we're doing, why we're doing it, and make sure people can still get cars, even if the times get a little rougher.
Well said, Doug. Anything else you want to add here today?
No, just, you know, glad I didn't have to dodge a bunch of ice balls this morning on my way in. Hopefully some of the listeners weren't out driving on the road when that came down. That might have been a little scary.
That was, yeah, absolutely, it was. That's the most hail I've seen in quite a bit Friday morning. So anyway, have a great day.
Yeah, you too, Phil. Thanks.
Doug Penfield joins us for Cars and Conversation, courtesy of the Philbeck family of dealerships.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philbeck's always finds you top value for your trade. And our lifetime powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family, because someday it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
This Wednesday morning at 11:30, head to the Richland Cattle Center for another great dairy cattle auction. Jim Cleland of Clinton, Wisconsin, is bringing in six red and white Holstein two-year-olds, recently fresh and sired by Warrior and Late Night, some of the finest you'll find in the region. Also selling fresh cows, breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, open heifers, a breeding age bull, and baby calves. Cattle are received 7 days a week. Visit the website for updates. Call Junior Hitch at 585-3700 for more information, and we'll see you this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca.
Mark your calendars. We're just 2 months away from the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds. Tickets go on sale May 19th through June 13th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue, Richland Center. For more info, call Kenda at 475-1886. The countdown is on. Stay tuned.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm, parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m. Well, it's not warming up any too quickly today. We're only at 41 degrees with 15 mile per hour winds. Right now, some cold beer and common sense. Maybe some warm beer would be better today. This is Spencer Hatcher on FM 100.9.
I sat down at the VFW next to some guy I didn't know. Our talking turned to laughing 'cause where we're from is nowhere close. Next thing you know, we landed on, let's agree to disagree. And then we raised our glass to cheers. He said the cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? Need more meeting in the middle when we don't see eye to eye. We've got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more I believe the world needs more cold beer and common sense. When it comes to mama's cooking, we could all use a little more. Hard work never hurt nobody, and God knows we need the Lord. Let's make making a difference and giving forgiveness cool again. And on that we'll take another round of cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? Need more meeting in the middle when we don't see eye to eye. We've got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more down to it, we all want the same thing, our own little slice of the pie, living that American dream. The good old days ain't over, just around the bend. If we could learn to solve our problems with cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? See eye to eye. We got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more I believe the world needs more cold beer and common sense. More cold beer and common sense. More cold beer and common sense.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
She loves her mama, don't do drama, heart of gold, salt of the earth. Holds her whiskey, knows her Whitley, talking old school every word. She's an angel. Except for just one little thing. She hates me. My hair, my truck, my dog, my music makes her crazy. She done been there, done that, ain't coming back. No maybes. Thought one day we'd be on some acres raising babies. She should be falling. Only problem is she hates me.
my dog, my music makes her crazy. She done been there, done that, ain't coming back no babies. Thought one day we'd be on some acres raising babies. She should be falling, only problem is she hates me. She hates me. She hates me.
And I don't think she likes you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Pope Francis, dead at the age of 88. He has been the head of the Catholic Church since March of 2013 when he was elected to replace Pope Benedict and was the first pope born outside of Europe since the 8th century, the first ever from Latin America. ABC's Marcus Moore was just at the Vatican on Easter Sunday when Francis made an appearance.
Leading up to Easter Sunday Mass and Holy Week, there had been so many questions about whether the Pope would be able to participate because he had been so ill. He spent 5 weeks at Rome's Gemelli Hospital receiving treatment for pneumonia in both of his lungs.